This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thank you very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're on Parler, the Captain's America. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the things that are over there. And by the way, if you can't hear us any other way, because there's not an affiliate near you, go to the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and just click on that live stream that's right there. You will hear the radio show live and in living color right now, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God, our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, tonight, the first segment and maybe even part of the second segment is going to be all about money, all about the stimulus bill, all about what we talked about last night. And we said, well, the House passes. Let's see what the Senate does. And right away, right off the bat, the president yesterday made a statement. He said, unless Republicans have a death wish, you need to approve the $2,000 ASAP. No truer words were ever spoken. But right off the bat, Charlie Chucky Boy Schumer came out and says, well, I want to have a standalone affirmative vote from the floor on this $2,000 stimulus check, and I want to do it right now. And can we do that, Mr. Chairman? And Mitch McConnell said, nope, not going to happen. And he put the kibosh to that. So all day long, they were going back and forth, back and forth. McConnell's not going to vote on this. McConnell's going to be, you know, the troublemaker, and there's going to be all kinds of problems. But here's what happened after middle of the afternoon. After blocking the Senate move to vote on the boosting the coronavirus stimulus checks yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introduced an alternative proposal. Now, in it, the checks are increased to $2,000, as President Trump has asked. Many Democrats and even some GOP lawmakers have urged doing that. But McConnell also tied those fatter payments to Trump priorities, including probing allegations of election fraud and diminishing liability protections for social media platforms. Section 230 is what we're talking about of the Communications Decency Act. And that might not get it passed. We'll see.
Well, that's right, Captain. One of the issues here, of course, number one, if the Senate goes ahead with this, then obviously people would get more money. But what will happen, though, by tying this together, and this may be the gambit that that McConnell is running, maybe trying to get the Democrats on record saying, we don't want to have any investigation into possible voter fraud, and they won't vote for it.
I know what he's trying to do. Listen to this. The move by McConnell in my opinion, creates a tremendous bind for the Democrats,
right,
who can either vote the bill down and be blamed for killing the package of much-needed aid and that $2,000. Now, $600 checks are going out today, according to Steve Mnuchin, the Secretary of the Treasury, and he's going to take about 2 weeks, he thinks, to get it all out there, the $600, because that was approved. And Newsweek also mentioned something. It said it lends credence to Trump's claims of election fraud that drove his loss to Biden. And the Democrats may not embrace the add-ons that are in there, one or the other, and demand something be taken out. But again, if they vote against this, they're going to be seen as not voting for the stimulus, the $2,000 stimulus, and the Republicans can take them to the bank on that one.
Well, certainly, and you're right. And the idea of the lending credence to the voter fraud issue, that's where the Democrats can fall down really hard, because if they look like they don't want anything to be looked at, it's kind of like, well, there's nothing to hide. If there's nothing to hide, vote for it.
Well, there's a couple of Democrats that came out and said something, and there was an article in Newsweek. You can go read it. According to New Jersey Representative Bill Pascrell Jr., he made a tweet. Newsweek picked it up, said, to block you from getting the $2,000 Mitch McConnell is demanding a commission to spew lies about the election Trump lost and attack democracy. This is a, and I'll use the initials, this is a GD disgrace. The depravity of Republican leaders has no bottom. Then AOC chimed in. She chimed in and also tweeted. She said, I think it's a big mistake to not approve a clean bill sending $2,000 checks out to the people. So let's call it even. Keep going at Bernie Sanders. Make the Senate count down the new year on the Senate floor until they pass $2,000 checks. No funny business attached.
Well, but of course, there's a lot of funny business attached already with all the pork in the original bill. You know, with all this stuff going to foreign countries.
We aren't even talking about removing the pork. All we're talking about is adding a couple of things the president wanted.
Well, exactly. But they're trying to make themselves out as being these heroes.
And I've saved the best for last. This is, according to Newsweek, this is Charlie Boy Chuckie Schumer. This is what he said. Senator McConnell knows how to make $2,000 survival checks reality, and he knows how to kill them. If Senator McConnell tries loading up bipartisan House-passed Cash Act with unrelated partisan provisions that will absolutely do nothing to help struggling families across the country, it will not pass the House and cannot become law. Okay, hold on, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back. And then I'll tell you what Steve Mnuchin did and how you can track your payments and see when you're going to get your check, which are going to start going out today. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team out of Seattle. By the way, I took some Relief Factor about the middle of the afternoon, which was a little extra dose because I was moving some furniture this morning, doing some vacuuming and whatnot, and I moved a couple of my couches, and one of them is really big and it's really heavy, and I stretch something. You know how you do that sometimes? I stretch something like in the central right side of my back. I could feel it when I did it, and I went, oh boy. So tonight it was bothering me a little bit. So before I took my regular dose, I took that, and in 20 minutes the pain was gone. G-O-N-E, gone. That's what Relief Factor does. And that's because of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation and even lowers or eliminates pain because it'll go right straight to the source of the pain. And that's what I love about it. It works over and over and over again for me. It's 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases discomfort, and it also helps to support the healing process with healthy joints and muscles. Now, the 1995 three-week quick start is how it all gets going. It's only $19.95 for 3 weeks. You try it, take it the way it says to take it, and I'd be willing to bet you you'll be one of the tens of thousands of people that have bought it here on this program that have found relief. That's why it's Relief Factor. Now, here's the website. ReliefFactor.com/captain is where you go. ReliefFactor.com/captain. That's the website they gave me. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Try the 1995 three-week quick start. Okay. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And we have a caller hanging on the line, and he's going to hang on for a second because of what I told him I was going to talk about. Now, the U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said yesterday that American households should expect to receive their economic impacts payments very soon. It's going to be done the same way it was done before. Anybody who has a bank information is going to get their money direct deposited over the next couple of weeks, and they're also going to be sending out paper checks starting today, which means people should begin receiving those payments within the next week or two. Now, the individuals that have direct deposit information on file with the IRS will receive their money quicker because that started last night. Now, to begin with, the amount that was agreed upon that wasn't redlined by the president when he agreed in principle to the bill was $600, correct?
That's right.
That's exactly what they're going to get to begin with. Now, if the payment goes up to $2,000 or $1,200 or $1,500 or $1,800, all numbers that I heard being discussed yesterday, then people will be paid additional money with another check down the line for that additional money. Now, you have to understand, folks, that there's a lot of things in the works here, and the money numbers have changed a little bit. The individuals earning up to $75,000 or married couples earning up to $150,000 are eligible for the second round of direct payments. In addition, the households are eligible for an additional $600 per qualifying child. Now, keep in mind that before the numbers were higher, they were giving more people money, and they lowered the number so that fewer people will get the money. But the ones that need it with a lower income will be the ones getting it first, correct?
That's right.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines. We've got Mike in Clearwater. Mr. Mike, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor. Before we get started, we love the fine people in Georgia, and you need to do the right thing. I can't say it enough. I always start out by reminding the people in Georgia that the fate of the country is literally in your hands. And then a couple of things. Tragic news, the congressman from Louisiana, unfortunately,
died.
Passed away from COVID. So John Bel Edwards, being a Democrat, does the power go to him to appoint somebody to
yes,
take that seat?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So we're going to lose a seat.
Yes,
because of
sir.
That.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the second question, Professor, now nobody has a crystal ball, but the president, I think, is going to be a gentleman, and I believe he'll attend Biden's inauguration. And then once he's done with that, I believe the gloves are going to come off. So right now I think he needs to keep drilling the fact we need a commission to investigate election fraud. He needs to keep tweeting that so that the people will know that this is an important thing. But if he buys CNN or whatever sets up the Trump News Network, and over the next 4 years he constantly talks about the things that Biden does and why it's not good and what – do you believe that he could possibly pull off a Grover Cleveland or at least support any other Republican that might be going, running for president 4 years from now? And I'd like to see what the professor says about that, because one thing we know about the president, before he became president, he was in television. So I believe he knows how to grab an audience and hold them captive. And I think that he can do a lot so that in 4 years from now, we can get the White House back in Republican hands where it belongs. So let me know what you think, Professor. I'm curious.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you so much, Mike. I think that whether or not President Trump is going to be running for office in 4 years, I think I'm sure that he would want to. But I think it was Yogi Berra, and Captain, you may know as well, was it Yogi Berra that said predictions are very difficult, especially about the future?
Yeah, it was Yogi.
Yeah, it was Yogi Berra.
He says, never try to predict the future.
That's right. So, yeah. But again, because you...
And I also said it ain't over till it's over.
That's exactly right. But but we don't know what the lay of the land's going to look like if 3 years from now when you'd start really seeing people go out for a campaign. But that being said, I do think that President Trump would have a very effective operation if he were to direct his energies towards a media. Because one of the issues that we are seeing happen here, and just in a nutshell, is this idea of what the mass media is really capable of. Now, given that we haven't seen any intrepid reporters, save for a few, but in terms of the big alphabet networks or the big cable networks, they're not really digging into this election fraud story at all. And so, but let's just say if they were, say the shoe was on the other foot, and it was Biden who was saying there was election fraud, you better believe that everybody at CNN, MSNBC, and rest of them would be hounding this thing down every single day. They would generate the critical mass, and you would see more hearings, or you would, it would become a thing. But because they have simply walked away and said, oh, we got the desired result, we're not going to investigate it, it looks like a conspiracy theory now.
Yeah, and we also heard yesterday Joe Biden came out again and talked about his 100 days and what he was going to do and this, that, and the other. And, okay, fine, that's what you're going to do for the first 100 days. By the way, it's the patriotic thing to do. Wear a mask for 100 days. Wear a mask for 100 days. Well, okay, let's everybody get red, white, and blue masks.
Well, right, but everybody's been wearing
them. I got four of them, by the way. I got four of them, different flag masks. But the one I wore yesterday, which was kind of funny when I had to go into a place because they wouldn't let you in without a mask. And I actually saw them at the door say, okay, here's a mask to put on or don't come in. They told them that.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And it was a drugstore. It was a drugstore.
Yeah.
And I went in there with my American Legion patriotic mask on. Okay, let's see. All right, caller, hang on just a second. I want to say one thing. How about the federal judge in Georgia yesterday that ordered the two Georgia counties to stop removing voters from the rolls ahead of the January 5th runoffs? That judge was none other than the sister of Stacey Abrams, and she is a federal judge.
Well, right, and while Stacey Abrams isn't involved in this, but Stacey Abrams is very close to this whole thing. Exactly.
All right, hang on. I want to go to the caller. Okay, good morning. Is this Todd in Tampa?
Yes, boss. Let's get down to business real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're counting on the CNN, the time, no. We're counting on the 74 million Americans to call these idiots who are supposed to represent and work for us, who are signing bad business. Donald Trump vetoed a military deal. It's bad business. Okay, no one cares more about the military than Donald Trump. No one's given more to the military than Donald Trump, okay, in the first omnibus bill for $800 billion because our military was so freaking depleted because of numbnuts Obama, okay? So don't tell me you're going to go into court and when you take the Senate floor, you hold an oath to uphold the Constitution and do good business deals. No one loves the military more than I do and Donald Trump does, numbnuts, okay? And by the way, for all you 100 Judas is in the Senate and 435 incoming and outgoing congressmen and women. Okay, Donald Trump won in a landslide. And you cannot certify corruption, period. That's the end of the story. And the 74 million Americans, while you're out here on New Year's, this and that, you need to be calling your crooked senator and your crooked congresswoman and saying, you will never last, and we will stand in front of your
gotta
house.
Gotta go.
We did it, Mitch McConnell did.
Gotta go.
For righteousness. Donald Trump wanted
gotta go. Okay. The computer just cut him off because here comes the music loud and clear. Kyle, you hang on. Folks, be prepared for it. The Senate is going to override the veto of the president on the NDAA. You know how I know that? The House did. The Senate will do it too. Watch and see. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has introduced new legislation that would boost stimulus checks for Americans after blocking a vote earlier in the day on a similar measure. McConnell's bill would raise the amount of the COVID stimulus check to $2,000 and also contains a provision to repeal certain legal protections for big tech companies. Speaking on the Senate floor, Senator Ed Markey urged an up or down vote on the stimulus checks. The Massachusetts Democrat says the Senate should hold the president to his word and send the stimulus checks to his desk.
By delaying, President Trump may have stiffed unemployed Americans out of $300 this week in unemployment benefits, benefits that they will not get back. So let's now hold Donald Trump to his word. Let's bring this to a vote. And let's pass $2,000 relief checks for every person in our country and put that bill on Donald Trump's desk.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go over to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, type in your zip code and ask for a cost comparison on the car or the truck you're driving, or maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, an RV. Get all those quotes over there. And then if you really want to save money, you get a bundle package together. If you own a home, your homeowner's policy, get a quote on that and see if they can save you money like they have me. Same thing if you have an apartment or a condo that you rent or even a home that you rent. Check out your renter's insurance and see what they can do. Now, I've been with them for 15 years. Knock on wood. Every year I get a nice 10% discount for being a safe driver. I've only had one claim, and that was a busted windshield, and they took care of that very quickly. And by the way, Auto Glass America took care of that, and I wound up with $100 in my hand for doing it. And I didn't even expect that. I had no idea, which is one reason why you hear us talking about Auto Glass America on this show. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And back to Kyle Warren and Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I want to mention briefly before I move on, Stacey Abrams' sister, the federal judge who made this ruling yesterday that ordered two Georgia counties to stop removing voters from the rolls. They were purging their rolls, getting rid of dead people and people that have not voted in elections in 10, 15, 20 years.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
Which means they moved away.
Yes, yes, or they've passed away,
right.
This kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Well, her ruling is basically saying that it violates a federal law in order to do to remove these voters and, as they're doing it, because they need to be given an opportunity to provide written confirmation of a change of address, for example.
Yeah, and if you can't get a hold of them, you've been trying for the last 5 years, how good is that? So that doesn't hold water. Her decision needs to be appealed, and you can't tell me that Stacey Abrams' hands aren't all over this one.
Well, see, here's the thing, though. It's she, because Stacey Abrams is involved in voter registration and increasing the voter rolls, then is this too close a relation to be able to make those kinds of decisions?
Of course, even though she was not on the document, was not involved in the case, of course, because sisters talk. All right, now, Portland, Oregon, police have been forced to beg, B-E-G, beg for people to help them with the out-of-control violence because, just for example, shootings are up 116% in Portland.
Well, that's right. And you know, Captain, they've had 53 homicides so far this year, and this is the most it's been in 26 years in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah. So we'll see where that goes. By the way, CNN's Jake Tapper complained yesterday about the president retweeting a mean tweet about him after saying Kayleigh McEnery tells lies all the time.
Right. I mean, again,
what the hell does Jake Tapper do?
Well, but stop being the story, Jake.
And Jim Acosta. He talked yesterday about how he was going to cover a President Joe Biden. Who cares?
Well, exactly. Well, but again, see, you know, Captain, they're not going to be done with Trump or doing Trump stuff for a while because I think Biden, quite frankly, to them is going to be very boring. With Biden, they simply become stenographers at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And what will happen is that I think they'll try to juice it up with Trump stuff all the time because they understand that it's just not going to be sexy enough to cover.
Yeah, speaking of sexy... President Trump, for the first time in 12 years, somebody beat out Barack Obama. Now, President Trump beat out Dr. Fauci, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and the Pope for being the most admired man in 2020.
Well, I don't know how you beat Fauci.
I don't know how you beat Obama.
Yeah, but no, you're exactly. Yeah. Well, of course, Obama, he's usually way up there on the list or number one. But this is, again, what have the American people seen Donald Trump go through? Obviously, the last 4 years, but certainly the last month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
They have seen him be resilient. They have seen him continue to fight. They have seen him be able to stand up against the crushing weight of all of this, and I think it's admirable.
All right. Now, I just got a direct message from somebody named Steve in Minneapolis. Hello, Steve, and hope you're doing very well. He's listening to us right now. He says, Captain, do you realize that Chuckie Schumer's been yelling at the Republicans for the $600 stimulus checks, wanting them to be up to $2,000, but he doesn't mention all the offers he had to pass on the $1,200 checks.
Well, yeah, no kidding. Good message. Absolutely. You see, this has been going on all summer. It's been going on all autumn.
Yep.
The Democrats never wanted to do a thing for the American people and now try to play the hero. Oh, we got to get this money out there really
quick. But we know why, don't we?
Well, of course, they were trying to hurt Trump and win the election.
Yep. Now, here's something interesting. Hollywood comes to Georgia. Now, you made the comment about, well, they make movies there. Yeah, sure. But 51 Hollywood celebrities have moved to Georgia and called that their residence now when they live in California and have homes in California. And I don't know where exactly they're living in Georgia, but now to vote in the Georgia runoffs, 51 Hollywood celebrities have become citizens of the state of Georgia.
Yeah, well, they're real serious about this, and I recall there was one prominent actor where they were filming an original series there, didn't want to go film there or something because of something to do with the Georgia abortion decision that was coming down or something like that. So they used their celebrity to, obviously, for their political ideas and so forth, but this is almost an ultimate expression of that now.
Yeah. Okay, now here's something interesting that I found out yesterday because I was watching a news report, so I decided to go local and check out this in Pennsylvania and find out what's going on. State Representative Frank Ryan and other Republican lawmakers found that there were 6,962,607 ballots reported. Follow me so far?
Right, right.
But the voting system records indicated that only 6,760,230 voters actually voted. Now, that's a discrepancy of 170,830 votes in the state of Pennsylvania, more than twice the reported difference between Trump and Biden, which means, guess what?
What's that?
Trump won the state.
Well exactly.
But, and, I mean, this is verifiable. Now, the problem is, will the court hear it? Will the judge hear it? Will the Congress hear it? That's the problem.
Well, again, and I'm going to use a phrase here that I hope that I'm not overusing, and that is, like, we're following the science. We, in this case, we should follow the math, don't you think? I mean, we hear everything about following the science because it's so black and white.
Hey, listen.
Well, this looks black and white.
Listen, I followed the math at a McDonald's the other day. All I had was a $20 bill for a $3.21 purchase, and I knew what my change was going to be right in the top of my head. I already knew it. And this girl had to take out her telephone and couldn't get the right numbers punched in to figure out what my change was going to be. And I told her, I says, would you like me to help you? Yeah. And I told her what the amount of the change was. She goes, how do you know that? I said, because I did it in my head.
Yeah.
And she just looked at me like I was insulting her. I says, I'm sorry, ma'am, but they don't teach you young folks how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide anymore. That's why you're using your telephone to try to figure it out. And your machine in front of you has a way of doing that. You should have already been able to do that. So I told her what she owed me, and she just opened up the drawer and handed me the change.
Wow. Wow. But you're right. If the reading, writing, and arithmetic, that's what's missing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, but again, if it's black and white, if you can show using math, this is, you know, these different numbers, then obviously a court should hear it. But
yeah,
it's a political thing.
Now, both Kelly Loeffler and Senator Perdue have come out and said they're going to back Trump's call for the $2,000 payments. I think that's a smart move on their part because, again, the people I'm hearing from in Georgia are telling me they better not back off on this. They better not back off on this. And as I said when we started the show, the $600 checks that were already agreed upon are already starting to go out.
Well, exactly. And if they are able to up it, they'll get the balance. But it's the principle of the thing, Captain. People have not had any money for so long. And unfortunately, and I know senators like Rand Paul and so forth, they don't want to do the spending. And in principle, that's right. But in this case, we're still talking about an emergency situation for the good people of this country. And that's what this is about.
And keep in mind, folks, the Rasmussen poll agrees with what Kyle and I were talking about. 72% of the people polled say that Donald Trump is the model for the GOP going on the next 4 years.
Well, that's right. You know why? Because he truly was an outsider. He disrupted things, and the people like that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we take a look at the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And let me tell you something. Big old bad weather coming your way. It's going to be an interesting New Year's out on the highways, especially in the Midwest and the Northeast. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner
Elder recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you doing that for us. And by the way, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, as always, is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you, America's largest truck stop chain. And you want to stop by, tell them you were listening to the Captain, me, talk about them on the radio, and about how if you pulled in there and said that you did listen to me talk about them on the radio during one of our trucker segments, that they'll get you a free cup of coffee, because they will. And then, after you have that taken care of, become a member of the Drivers Club. You'll get points for the fuel you buy. Points for the food you buy. Points for whatever you buy in the trucker's store, too. And you can use them later or use them in the catalog. In the meantime, we've been talking a lot about money, so why not play a song about it? that's AC/DC, Money Talks. And I'll tell you what, that goes right along with what we've been talking about here tonight with the stimulus and the $600 that's being sent out to you because that's what they approved to begin with. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All righty. Well, here we go. Let's take a look at the weather. I'm going to read a statement, then I'm going to turn it over to you. Now, a storm system and trailing cold front will shift from the southern plains to the Great Lakes overnight into today and tonight. Areas of heavy snow and ice will be found from West Texas all the way to the Great Lakes, while heavy rain and severe thunderstorms are forecast from East Texas into the mid-Mississippi Valley down along, say, I-20 and I-30 and I-10. Now, the first of the several storm systems will bring heavy rain and mountain snow out to the west, and we do have a situation up on I-90 tonight, Kyle, Washington, Idaho, and Montana. Tell us about it.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. This is up in the northern Idaho area, winter weather advisory. So if you're coming across I-90, you're going to be encountering snow. You know, right now in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, it's 26 degrees and snow showers reported right now. And in the 4th of July Mountain Pass, they're reporting icy patches there, and look for a mix of rain and snow. But in some areas there, Captain, it would be very likely that they could be using chains at this point with this kind of weather.
Sure they are.
Yeah, so be very careful because this extends all through northern Idaho, parts of Montana, and all through northern Washington as well. So be very careful there. Very low temperatures. And then in Seattle, we've got the light rain right now. And in Portland, it looks like they're reporting some rain showers as well. But a winter weather advisory continues all the way down through Oregon to the California border. And a high wind warning, this is going to be in the Fremont National Forest area. This is going to be east of Klamath Falls. Wind advisory also in Northern California along the I-5 freeway. This is going to be north of Mount Shasta. Then in Central California, California 99 and Interstate 5, we have a dense fog advisory. This is all the way north of Fresno, almost to Modesto and in the Bakersfield area. So definitely be careful with that as well. 33 degrees right now in Cajon Pass if you're coming up to 15, Interstate 15. And in Colorado, avalanche warnings continue. This is in the Grand Junction area, also in the Aspen area as well, which is also part of the news tonight, which we'll be talking about, I'm sure, in just a little bit.
Yeah.
And we've got, of course, more of that winter weather there in Colorado with the avalanche warning. And in New Mexico, down in southern New Mexico, we have a winter weather advisory there as well. This looks like it's
Ruidoso.
Yeah, that's right, east of Interstate 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and by the way, speaking of east of Interstate 10 in Texas, you have some snow in El Paso as you climb up the elevation coming out of El Paso. You'll be in and out of it, and then I-20, Pecos, Vega, and on down towards Fort Stockton and over in about 150 miles of Texas. You're going to have winter driving conditions along I-10 and I-20, and just south of Lubbock, the conditions will also be there. Now, in the Lubbock area tonight, you're going to have a light dusting of snow that may occur after some freezing rain and or sleet, but it's definitely going to get colder, and you're going to get enough snow to where the roads will be interesting to drive on. You've also got a light dusting of snow tonight coming along in the central part of Oklahoma, just west of Oklahoma City and just east of Amarillo, and then up into Kansas, the south and the central part of Kansas, I-35 north, for about 150 miles through Salina, Kansas. You're going to have some winter driving conditions, and east over towards Missouri line, but not quite all the way to Missouri. Now, speaking of Missouri, in northern Missouri, north of Columbia, Missouri, you have got a winter storm warning tonight that goes up into Iowa, the eastern part of Iowa, the northwestern part of Illinois, the southern part of Wisconsin, all has a winter storm warning where you're going to get several inches of snow. Other than that, you're going to get 1 to 3 inches, maybe a little bit more, on up through the rest of Iowa, on up through Minnesota, where it's presently snowing in the Twin Cities and all the way north and all the way south to the Canadian border, and over in North Dakota, from Fargo all the way to Minot. up nor south, you have got, guess what, snow. And over in the northern peninsula of Michigan tonight, the entire northern peninsula, you've got winter driving conditions and snow there. You've also got snow across Lake Michigan. The entire state of Michigan tonight getting snow. The northwestern corner, Toledo, it looks like, in Ohio getting some snow. The northern part of Indiana getting some snow, probably along I-90, the Indiana toll road, it looks like. And snow in Chicago. Snow down along towards I-80 in Illinois right now. And then you've got a gale warning still for New England from the Rhode Island and Massachusetts coastline all the way up there to Nova Scotia. And you've got some windy conditions along the Gulf of Mexico tonight off the shore and from the Key West area all the way up to the Georgia state line. And that's what it's looking like right now weather-wise. And Kyle, as I like to say, America's number one truck stop chain, Flying J and Pilot Travel Centers. Truck on in there. Tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a free cup of coffee.
That's exactly right, Captain, and we think everyone will agree that they have the best cup of coffee on the interstate.
They do when you need it.
Exactly right. And also, Captain, the food, where we're talking about Denny's, Subway, Pizza Huts. You might find a Huddle House there, a Moe's Southwest Grill, KFC, a Chester's, you name it, McDonald's, Cinnabon. And even sometimes I think the Dairy Queen as well.
Yeah, full service.
That's exactly
right.
Not
just ice cream, but the sandwiches and all that.
That's right. And so wherever, whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're craving out there on the road, if you pull into a Pilot or Flying J, chances are they're going to have something that you're really going to like, going to satisfy you.
All righty, and you hang on. And folks, we were told by Johanna a couple minutes ago, I want to give her credit for this. She said that there will be a special election to fill the Louisiana congressional seat. Because she said when a congressional vacancy occurs, the Louisiana governor calls for a special election to fill the vacancy. Every other state that I know of, guess what? The governor appoints somebody, and then they have the election whenever the next one comes around. But anyway, it is what it is. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.